Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Modern corporate America, all powerful and extremely well-to-do, except I learned from Daniel Henniger, deputy editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page, that he writes Wonderland. I learned that there are moments right now where there is a puzzle as to whether corporate America, supremely powerful, global, understands that taking on a political partisan dispute before an election is not good for the bottom line. Puzzle. Dan, a very good evening to you. You cite the example of J.P. Morgan, where someone has made the poor decision to dethrone, defensterate, deplatform elements of conservatism. You mentioned Sam Brownback conservatism, for example. But you reason quite correctly that there's no way Jamie Dimon or the leadership of J.P. Morgan could know this, J.P. Morgan Chase. I agree with you. However, that isn't uniform these days. You also cite the report of Larry Fink and BlackRock with ESG. And now there's the famous Mr. Iger of Disney taking on the extremely popular and rising star of Mr. DeSantis. Does corporate America continue to understand the bottom line is their responsibility to their shareholders? Good evening to you, Dan.
Hi there, John. Well, one would hope that they are beginning to recognize that the bottom line is, in fact, the bottom line and not the politics of the left. The J.P. Morgan story, which was reported by the Wall Street Journal this past week, was fascinating. What it basically involved, and the technical word for it is indeed debanking. They debanked a group run by Sam Brownback called the National Committee for Religious Freedom. The attorneys general of 19 states sent a letter to J.P. Morgan demanding to know why they were discriminating against a conservative religious group. When you get the attention of 19 attorneys general, there must be something going on there. Now, Chase denied that it was engaged in discrimination. What they did was cancel the account of Sam Brownback's group a couple of weeks after it opened. And as I wrote, the idea that the well-known CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, would ever engage in any such thing to me is just beyond imagining. What is not beyond imagining is that someone in the bowels of J.P. Morgan thought it would be the most normal thing in the world to debank a conservative group. Because everyone knows that if you aren't on the right-minded side of politics today, you are on the outside and deserve to be excluded. Well, there's a lot of pushback to that going on right now, John. As we know, Governor Ron DeSantis, yes, is indeed in a battle royal with Disney over its policies and its status in Florida. But Governor DeSantis also just passed piece of legislation in Florida, which said that diversity, equity, and inclusion offices at Florida's state-run colleges are going to be defunded. They're going to cut off the money. And Governor Glenn Youngkin in Virginia has got a new head of his diversity office, which is trying to completely revise it and substituting in place of the word equity, substituting opportunity. In other words, opportunity is something that you earn on your own merits, not rather fixing outcomes. So the politics of all this, John, is getting quite scrambled right now. I think the left thought everything, they had everything going their way, that the whole wide world agreed with them. And part of that agreement was that you could isolate conservative opinion. As we know, that's what has been going on at a lot of universities, shouting conservative speakers off the stage. Well, no surprise, the backlash has arrived. It arrived some of these 19 attorneys general that has arrived with Governors DeSantis and Youngkin, and I think it's going to keep coming, John. I know it's divisive. People talk about polarization, but I'm afraid the stampede is on.
The bottom line, Dan, it's not disputed that Larry Fink of BlackRock leads rhetoric about the ESG. The demonstration that I've read is that ESG is not the top-of-the-line investment advice, that oftentimes you're wandering into a woulda, coulda, shoulda and not performance. The same for Disney. Disney doesn't have a writ to be political, to bring California's politics to Florida. It's not good for the bottom line. Does that no longer represent the thinking of corporate America?
Well, I think corporate America, you know, some of this predates the pandemic, certainly. And Larry Fink's idea was indeed, went by the initials ESG, which is basically investing money for environmental and social justice goals. And that idea has now been disputed in some detail by analysts who take issue with the idea that the best way to gain returns on your investment is to take in to account the climate goals or social justice goals of the companies you're investing in. And at the end of the day, I think, John, it just, you know, running a big corporation, running it for profit, holding on to your employees is difficult and complicated enough as it is. And the idea that CEOs have to somehow incorporate into their thinking things like climate goals, which, of course, are not only under dispute, but the question is whether we're actually achieving any of these climate goals or social justice goals, which is even more difficult to define. I think increasing numbers of people in business are pulling back and saying it is, in a post-pandemic environment, hard enough as it is to get our businesses back up and running. And it is going to be in our self-interest and our shareholders and indeed our employees' interest if we sort of just keep our eye on the bottom line and not let the politicians worry about the environment and social justice.
What we have here then is a transition. Do you believe it's underway, Dan, or is it becoming increasingly easy to find examples of outrageous decision-making? And we think the transition is underway. I'd like to be positive, Dan, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah, it's easy to find examples of it going in the other direction because a lot of companies have done this in the last couple of years. But there has to be a political recognition, as in Florida. You know, Disney is in a battle with Governor Ron DeSantis down there. Well, Governor DeSantis is about to declare his candidacy for the presidency of the United States, and it's a legitimate candidacy. And come November 2024, Ron DeSantis could indeed be the president of the United States. And does Disney and Robert Iger really want to be on the wrong side of the president of the United States? I think a lot of Iger and Disney's peers are watching that battle in Florida and perhaps deciding this is not a place they think they should be in a battle with a formidable political opponent like Governor DeSantis.
Daniel Henniger is writing Wonderland about the bottom line thinking that I grew up with in the 20th century. Dan and I grew up with bottom line thinking. That was always the punchline to any question about why did they do this, bottom line. That is no longer an adequate response to some of these decisions. I'm John Lewis.